From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Interior ministers in Europe failing to agree on a plan to relocate 120,000 migrants across the EU. Most of the ministers support the plan for binding quotas, but the Eastern European countries, including Hungary, raised objections. The ministers did agree on an earlier plan to relocate 40,000 migrants now in Greece and Italy. Robert Kalinak is the Slovakian interior minister.
We think that quotas is not the solution. And we have to help the countries which are most affected by this huge flow of migrants.
Hungary has blocked its main crossing point alongside the border with Serbia with razor wire. The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban says new laws restricting immigration call for severe punishment for human traffickers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called emergency talks with his ministers on Monday discussing the surge in violence between Israelis and Palestinians in Jerusalem. A Jewish man died early Monday when his car crashed into a ditch after it was struck by a Palestinian rock thrower, two others hurt. Also Monday, Palestinian protesters and police fought for the second straight day outside a religious site in East Jerusalem, revered by both Muslims and Jews. The U.S. Defense Department has confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says the movement of Russian personnel and equipment into an area near the coastal city of Latakia suggests the establishment of a forwarding operating base. Syria's ambassador to Russia denies Russia having a true presence in Syria. Russia has only admitted to supplying arms to Syria and helping to train personnel to use those weapons. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been ousted from office in a leadership challenge.